Governor Ventura.
Hi, Lee. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you.
What a pleasure for you to call us here at Classic Hits 100, the new WLOL. I hear you switched.
Yeah, I've made the switch. Definitely. No, I've always been a classic rock person. That's my style of music, and I'm just finding LOL to be refreshing, new, and not the same old personalities with the same old rhetoric we've been hearing for years and years and years.
Same old. Let me ask you, you a better kisser or a better hugger, Governor?
Me? Probably a better hugger, I guess. I don't know.
You know, you haven't even been introduced to our governor, and you
care.
Go and ask him a question like
yes,
that.
Yes, I want
a
hug, Gov.
Well, governor, this is morning talk radio. You never know what you're going to get introduced
exactly.
to on that.
Well, you know, this is Alan Cable. Alan used to be on KDWB back in the 80s. Then he was on WLOL back in the 90s.
Who cares about
early
me?
90s.
Who cares about I want to talk to you, Jesse.
And now he's back.
Jesse,
okay.
Can I call you Jesse? Is that okay?
Well, yeah,
governor.
You can, but if you're doing it officially, I prefer governor.
Okay, Governor Ventura, I just want to say that you're an inspiration to me. I'm not snowing you now.
Okay.
I mean, you're a man who has achieved unbelievable things, and I got one question for you.
All right.
Okay, you got people listening, young people who have dreams, and it's real easy to be negative. It's real easy for people to say, you know what, you can't do that. You can't be a writer. You can't be a rock star. You can't be an artist. You can't be a wrestler.
Yeah.
What do you say to kids that are being confronted by negative people? When you've achieved so much.
Well, I always tell them never take a negative attitude. Always take a positive attitude and never believe you can't accomplish something. Because even though maybe you don't, like maybe you want to become something and you don't quite achieve that, you'll be surprised that in the pursuit or going down that path, it will lead you to something else. That you may find just as fulfilling. So I always tell young people never take no for an answer. Never take the word can't. Take a can-do attitude that you can achieve and accomplish whatever you set your mind to. This is still the United States of America, and it's still the place where dreams can truly happen, and never get discouraged because one dream will lead to another dream very often.
You know, I have a problem with fear. I mean, I'm afraid of a lot of things. Have you ever been afraid of anything in your whole life?
And absolutely. I was afraid of heights.
You were?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And
wow.
I've seen you rappel down from the top of the Target Center.
No, I was very afraid of heights. That's one of the reasons I joined the Navy SEALs or became a frogman, because I knew they would conquer that, because, of course, I ended up with 34 parachute jumps while I was in the Navy. And, you know, it put me in a position where I was forced to conquer that fear. And today I don't have that fear anymore because of it. But, no, when I was young growing up, I was scared to death of heights.
Speaking of frogmen, Governor Ventura, in July, I'm going to start taking scuba diving lessons.
Oh, good. You'll love it.
You
it's
think
a
I'll like that?
World.
Will
it's,
I be claustrophobic, though?
Pardon me?
Will I be claustrophobic?
There's a possibility. It affects certain people that way. But I would tell you, just relax, because it's a whole new world and adventure underwater. The deepest I've dove is 212 feet.
Will you dive with me when I get good? Please?
Well, I'd need to go back and requalify myself, because it's something that you do need to take serious, because there is an element of danger to it.
Yeah.
It's a simple thing to do, and you want to be relaxed, but you know, you also have to be a realist and understand that there is danger to going under the water with a self-contained underwater breathing apparatus, or scuba as they call it. I used to actually dive more with what they call rebreathers, where it admitted no oxygen or no bubbles at all. You rebreathe pure oxygen.
That's amazing.
God.
And they teach you how to float on your back in the ocean and breathe with your stomach and all that stuff. That's amazing stuff.
Teach you to float on your back in the ocean?
Yeah, like when you're a Navy SEAL, don't they teach you to, like in case you get thrown off a boat, how to survive in the ocean?
They teach you how to swim to shore.
Yeah.
What if there is no ocean?
Float on your back.
What if there is no ocean?
When we went through training, at one point they took us 5 miles out from the beach. They said, jump in, and they pointed, we'll see you there this afternoon.
Oh, man.
And you swam 5 miles in the ocean just to get to shore, and believe me, when you got there, the better part of the day was over.
You know what story I love when you were on Letterman and you were telling them the story about the Navy SEALs and your hands were all ripped to pieces?
And with the blisters and the flappers. Yeah, the first time I ran the obstacle course.
That's a great story. And you thought they were going to give you medical attention, but they pulled your skin off your hand.
Oh.
Well, the worst part, that was Moy. That was Chief Moy, who was here for my inauguration. And, he asked me if I was right-handed or left-handed. When I told him I was right-handed, he said, hold your right hand out. And he yanked them all off. And then he turned to me and he told me, okay, now you do the left hand. And so it's what I learned from that is never volunteer. Never bring any notice to yourself. Blend in as much as you can.
So who taught you honesty? Because you're very honest. You're probably, to me, one of the most honest people and probably the only honest politician that I know of. Who taught you to be honest?
Probably my parents, I guess. You know, I think it's a value that you gain and camaraderie with the different things I've done, like, you know, being in the teams, in the Navy, you have to have an honesty between all team members. There's an honesty that exists there, that a trust, a feeling that, of course, that they will put their lives in your hands and the trust that you will put your life in their hands. And so I think it stems from that, the honesty does, that you can't be dishonest and work in that type of situation with the people directly around you.
Wow. Now, you guys were exercising on this Capitol Mall yesterday.
A little bit.
And you were saying you're a little out of shape because you're sitting in so many damn meetings all the time.
I'm in the worst physical shape of my life. Well, I'm not right today, but 2 months ago.
Yeah.
2 months ago, I was in the worst physical shape of my adult life because I've never had a job where I sit behind a desk and go to meetings. I mean, my job for many years was to train my body and climb into a wrestling ring.
Well, here's the question I have for you. How's your golf game?
Not the best. I quit for 2 years and didn't play at all, and then a year and a half ago, I started back up again, so I'm still struggling to get back to where I was a few years ago, but
I'll let you hit from the
game. And it'll improve as I get more time to play and as I get closer to retirement.
I'll let you hit from the red tees with me.
Hit from the front tees?
Yeah, you can hit from the front with me.
You notice I'm politically correct now.
I know you are. You know what he said to me the Friday before he got elected? Do you remember, Governor, what you said to me?
I don't recall.
You said, Volzvik, if I become governor, you'll no longer hit from the front tees.
Well, you know, for years those were called the ladies' tees.
I know, they're not called that anymore.
No, now they're the front tees.
Exactly.
You have to be politically correct now.
You know, as long as you look good in lime green pants up to your armpits, that's all that counts.
There you go.
That's all that matters, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So it got you crazy that you weren't in shape because you're used to being in shape.
Well, yeah, you know, and the tough part about it is that I spend 10 to 12 hours a day working with the mental and, you know, the mental stress that goes with it at times. And you just have to force yourself to train. So what I do now is I train at lunch in the middle of the day.
Wow.
I either go over to the University of Minnesota and swim, or I go run on the treadmill at lunch. And that's helping a great deal. But in the evening to work out has been very difficult because you're just so mentally exhausted you can't bring yourself up to training. But I know that I have to, and I eventually will get back in good shape.
Hey, guess who we have on the show in an hour?
Who?
Your wife.
Really?
She's going to come in and talk about the Jade Foundation. You got a big deal going on Friday.
Yeah, tomorrow, Friday night, Lori Lyons playing down at the Historic State Theater. Where there's still some tickets available. It all goes to charity, but I'll let her sell you on that. But it's a good time. I had never had a chance. You know, I'm a rock and roller, a classic rock and roller. That's why I've made the switch.
Hey, Governor.
And so I had never listened to Lori play piano,
yes,
but let me
beautiful.
Tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
If a classic rock and roller like me lights the lighter at the end of the show for the encore, you know how good it is. And I did that. And Lori said I'm the first person that's ever done that at one of her shows.
Hey, how did you guys meet, you and your wife?
How did my wife and I meet?
Yeah.
We met 25 years ago when I was going to college and I was moonlighting as a doorman at the old Rusty Nail.
Wow. So she came in one night?
Yeah, she came in on ladies' night.
And was it like love at first sight?
Yeah, it pretty well was. She walked in the door and our eyes locked on each other and it was over from that point on, I think.
Isn't that sweet?
So what was your first kiss like? Just tell me about that.
What was it like?
Yeah, when did it happen? What was it like?
She put herself in front of me.
Really?
Yeah, I was more the shy, innocent.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're innocent, Sean.
You know, the first lady was far more aggressive than I was.
You know, it's just such a...
I'm sure she'll tell you some different story in an hour.
Oh, of course.
We'll ask her. Hey, Governor Ventura, it's a pleasure having you on the show this
Absolutely.
Morning.
Absolutely. Anytime you want, I'll be glad to come on.
Okay, and we want you to play DJ. We've got... what Stone song we got?
How about Satisfaction? Does that work for you, Governor?
Well, that'll work, but if I had my choice, if you want to hear my two choices, if you want to play two songs for me.
Sure.
My best Stone song that I like the best is Sympathy for the Devil. That's my favorite one.
Okay.
And my favorite song is one you're going to have to search for.
I know, that's
bit,
what I'm afraid of.
is Warren Zevon's Rollin' the Headless Thompson Gunner.
My God.
Wow.
That's a
what?
I never heard that song.
You've never heard Warren Zevon's Rollin' the Headless Thompson
Gunner?
I don't think so.
We will. We're going to find
that.
You
better dig it up and play it this morning because it's a terrific song.
Hey, Governor, it's totally a deep thrill for me to talk to you. I'm just so impressed with you and amazed. And I think people all around the country are just amazed at your honesty and that you're shaking things up and don't stop.
I won't. And I won't stop doing that because I can never stop being myself. And that's who I am and that's who I'll always be. And I bet I amazed you how deep I go into rock and roll, huh?
You amaze me every day, Governor. Hey, hold on a second. We're going to have you play DJ. It's Classic Hits 100, the new WLOL with Governor Ventura.
87. Red Wing Motors, we'll be there.
Classic Hits 100, the new WLOL. The governor's still on the phone. Hey, Governor Ventura?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready? You're going to play DJ, okay? We got it all straightened out here.
All right.
Okay, it's the Stones. It's Satisfaction. You ready to do it?
Ready.
Hit the song.
This is Governor Jesse Ventura, and I've made the switch. You're listening to WLOL, new classic rock. Here's the Stones.
Governor, you rock.
The governor has officially announced. Got that, media? The governor has officially announced he's made the switch.
Hey, Arnie.
Yeah, Tom.
You know everyone's making the switch there.
Oh, yeah.
The classic, it's a honor. WLOL. Even the Govs made the switch.
The governor has officially announced. I've made the switch.
Yeah. We're at 100.3.
Oof, the
on the dial. Excuse me. Classic hits. You know that's our style.
Good one there.
Turn it up and hear the classic hits. You can hear them just like Jesse when you make the switch. Whoa.
I like it better, so the governor's made the switch.
Make the switch, make the switch. Jesse's made the switch. Barring all stations can be quite a bitch.
Yeah.
Make the switch, make the switch. Jesse said it, it's true. It's the right thing to do. You can do it too. Whoa.
Have you made the switch?
Oh, cripes, yeah. Yeah, you betcha there.
Number 100 on the dial, yeah, whatever it is.
100.3.
You know he used to wrestle.
Got a body.
He used to cuss.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Now he's the governor, so he listens to us. Yeah, there's nothing to buy, and there's not a hitch. Don't you know the classic hits are free when you make the switch? Whoa.
I've made the switch.
Yeah. Make the switch. Make the switch. Make the switch. Jesse's made the switch. Boring old stations can be quite a bitch. Make the switch. Make the switch. Jesse said it. It's true. It's the right thing to do. You know that you can too.
Whoa. Yeah. Make the switch there.
Oh, yeah.
Oof-da.
You betcha.
I've made the switch.
Switch. Switch.
I like that.
Jesse's made the switch.
The newbies.
The Stones, I've made the switch.
Switch, switch.
Yeah, you betcha.
Jesse's made the switch.
LOL, number 100 on the FM dial, the FM dial.
Switch, switch.
Oh, right, yeah.
Jesse's made the switch.
I no longer listen to that old one. I'm over on the new one now.
Switch, switch.
You betcha.
Jesse's made the switch.
Have you made the switch?
Oof,